Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
Sorry for hating. No, I'm not. I love being a hater when it comes to winning money.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
The New York Football Giants. Imagine a world where an NFL team, think about this, scores 32 points, doesn't allow a point until the fourth quarter, and loses. Losers lose. I'm going to say something crazy. The Indianapolis Colts are the second best team in the AFC. If you told me that the Colts in January were going on the road to Buffalo, I'd bet Indianapolis, and I wouldn't think twice about it.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, wonderful football Wednesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of Wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, we've got breaking quarterback news in the National Football League. Jaden Daniels out for Monday night's Commanders game on the road in Kansas City against the Chiefs, and Lamar Jackson back at practice today for the Baltimore Ravens. Are the Commanders this season DED dead and DUN done? And can Baltimore claw back into playoff contention starting this weekend against the Bears if indeed Lamar Jackson is under center? I will answer both of those questions coming up this hour on You Better You Bet. Also, the NBA on NBC returned last night after a 25-year absence. And I've got opinions on how it went. The two broadcast teams, The Open, and that interview in his house, Michael Jordan with Mike Tirico. And I guarantee you this for our longtime listeners and viewers. My takes on last night's presentation from NBC, and as it concerns the great Michael Jordan, will surprise you. We'll also review last night's games in the NBA and why I think the NBA championship has already been decided. We're only one game in, one day in, and you know what? It's done. It's over. I'm going to tell you why. And we'll look ahead to a couple games tonight in the NBA that I find fascinating, including my New York Knicks, the walking wounded New York Knicks, the MASH unit New York Knicks. We haven't even played a game yet, and the Knicks are already listing really important players on the injury list, and they might miss some time here. Oh, goody. That's how you want to begin a season with Eastern Conference and NBA championship aspirations. We'll talk about the Knicks and Cavs and more, a very intriguing, huge Wednesday night slate in the association. Four phenomenal guests will join us today on the show, including Ken Rosenthal of the MLB on Fox. He'll join us in 15 minutes, breaking down badminton. No, he's joining to talk the World Series with the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Balding are next hour on the show. I'll ask Baldy, among other things, what's going on with the New York Jets? So not to Jerry Seinfeld. Sean McDonough of ESPN will join us in the final hour Power Hour. We'll talk about Ole Miss Oklahoma this weekend and more with the great Sean McDonough. And celebrity Bears fan and guest and host of First Things First on Fox Sports 1, my good friend Danny Parkins stops by as well. We'll get into the Bears and Ravens and more with Danny Parkins. All our bets for tonight will close the show, 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. I've got four side bets coming up in the NBA. But we officially begin the wonderful Football Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet with a story. Story time, bitches. I want everybody for a moment to hop into the time machine. And let's go back almost to the date 16 years ago. Monday, October 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2009. And let me ask all of you this question before we continue with the story. What were you doing in 2009? What were you up to 16 years ago? This is like that graphic they put on the screen, like the last time this happened, like gas was 69 cents a gallon, and it was really awesome. What were you doing 16 years ago in 2009? Me? I'm producing part-time at SiriusXM NFL Radio, mostly nights and weekends, trying to stay out of trouble, with three main hobbies in order. Number one, trying to get laid and failing. The second part is pretty important to say. Number two, smoking weed after work. And number three, smoking weed after work and then playing Madden. Honestly, it's a miracle I've gotten this far. That was Nick Costos, 26 years old in the year of our Lord, 2009. I can tell you, though, exactly what I was doing on Monday, October 5th, 2009. I was getting set to watch and bet on one of the biggest spectacles in the history of the National Football League. Because on that Monday night, October 5th, 2009, we watched the Minnesota Vikings host the Green Bay Packers. Now, was this a normal Vikings-Packers game that we see twice a year every year? No, 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 no! This was a very special game between the Vikings and the Packers. Because in that game, Brett Favre, comma, quarterback, comma, Minnesota Vikings, faced his former team and his former understudy, Aaron Rodgers. Oh, man. Do you have goosebumps hearing that? Because I have goosebumps when I say it out loud. I remember where I was for that game. In my mother's basement. But I still remember where I was, and I remember watching the game, and I remember laying five with the Minnesota Vikings, and I watched the Vikings win by a touchdown, 30-23. And I watched Brett Favre throw three touchdown passes against his former team with an axe to grind. And I watched the great Aaron Rodgers throw for 384 yards in that game, two touchdowns to go along with an interception. Brett Favre, 16 seasons in Lambeau with the Green Bay Packers, going up against his former team. My God, how awesome was that? It would happen again later that season. Minnesota was a 3.5-point road favorite, and the Vikings won and covered the spread in that game as well. Can you tell I've been betting on sports for a very long time? Now, we get back in the time machine, and here we are in 2025. And it's like the great 20th century philosopher Joe Esposito said in his famous tome, "You're the Best Around," featured heavily in the critically acclaimed 1980s action movie, Karate Kid. History repeats itself. He would add, try and you'll succeed. All you've got to do is follow your dreams and you'll be the best around. He lied to everybody. Life is way harder than that. But thanks to Joe Esposito for the sunshine and the roses in that song. Indeed, history repeats itself. Sunday night, October 26th, 2025. Except this time, the shoe's on the other foot. And instead of being purple, it's black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. As after 18 seasons as the quarterback in Green Bay, and I know we had two extraordinarily forgettable seasons with the Jets in between, but 18 seasons as Packers quarterback or the understudy to Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers goes up against his former team and his former understudy, Jordan Love. Oh, baby. I don't even think it's accurate to say I've been waiting all day for Sunday night. When we get there on Sunday night, I'll have been waiting all week for Sunday night. This is the best game on the board this week in the National Football League, and I don't think it's even close. The storylines are, this is like something out of Shakespeare. And the teams are both playoff contenders, and in the case of Green Bay, you can say a legit Super Bowl contender. Now, if Joe Esposito's right, and history repeats itself, Rodgers and the Steelers should win this game, like Brett Favre and the Vikings did. The problem with that school of thought, have you watched the Pittsburgh Steelers try and play defense this season? Are you old enough to remember last Thursday night? Six days ago, Steelers, Bengals, and Cincinnati, where I came on the air the next day on a phenomenal Football Friday and I asked, did the Steelers practice this week? Did they watch film on the Bengals offense? Hell, I'll take it a step further. Are they aware that Ja'Marr Chase is a person that exists and plays professional football and plays wide receiver for the Bengals? Because watching the game, you'd have no idea. And yes, the Pittsburgh Steelers are 4-2. Should be 5-1, and my Steelers playoff bets, like, I'm not thrilled about that loss last week against Cincinnati. I'd love to make the case for the Steelers down the road this season, but looking at this defense, I'm not sure how you can. And if we're going to be objective about this, yes, the Steelers have four wins. The defense only really had a complete game, like from start to finish, against Dylan Gabriel and the Cleveland Browns. Even in the Dublin win against Carson Wentz and the Vikings, they tried desperately to yak it away at the end. I mean, that looked like Dante Culpepper chucking it up to Randy Moss and company. The Vikings did. Here's Carson Wentz down the field to Jordan Addison. Like, literally, you would have thought this was like Brad Johnson throwing the ball down the field or Jeff George throwing the ball down the field to Randy Moss. Here's Randall Cunningham to Chris Carter or Jake Reed. Ridiculous. Because the Steelers' defense is absolutely brutal. And now here's Jordan Love and this explosive Green Bay Packers passing offense. And maybe Christian Watson's going to be back for this game. Another deep threat. As Matthew Golden continues to get acclimated to the offense coming out of the bye last week for Green Bay. And Tucker Kraft is a young emerging tight end for the Green Bay Packers on offense. And I got to ask this question. How the hell are the Pittsburgh Steelers going to stop the Green Bay Packers on offense? The answer, they won't. But on the flip side, do you really think, seriously, that the Packers defense, as good as it's looked at points this season, with the great Micah Parsons anchoring the pass rush, do you really think that Aaron Rodgers is not going to carve up that ass like a Thanksgiving turkey? Arthur Smith is going to have the quick game rolling for Aaron Rodgers this week. For as good as Green Bay's pass rush is, the secondary has been just as bad. Just look at this past Sunday. At one point, almost losing to Jacoby Brissett and the Cardinals, allowed 14 consecutive completions to Jacoby Brissett and that broken passing offense. Now, here's the great Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf and the fleet of tight ends. How do you think it's going to go? Will history repeat itself and the Steelers win the game? I don't know. Will the Packers drive a dagger into the heart of Aaron Rodgers and Pittsburgh? I'm not so sure. But here's what I do know. Love balls out, Rodgers balls out. 45, way too low. Give me the over on Sunday Night Football. On the other side, we will preview the World Series with Ken Rosenthal of the MLB on Fox.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.